from nation to nation.
Have you heard? Have you heard?
Wherever you go, it's getting stronger. So tune on in, don't wait any longer. Soul Universal, sing it with all your power. Soul Universal, this is our shining. Dancing on the wall.
Have you heard? Have you heard?
But there's a cry of love through the suffering and tears, shaking the tower to open your ears.
Soul Universal, singing with all your power. Soul Universal, this is our shining hour.
Listen to the heartbeat of the world. Listen, listen. Can't you hear the heartbeat of the world? Listen, listen. Can't you hear the heartbeat of the world? From over the mountains and under the sea,
Yoga Chat. It's Wednesday, the 9th of May, 2018. Welcome to the show. So Shakti Fest is this weekend, and while I won't be able to make it there, the two guests that I have on the show today will. And not only that, they both have a brand new album out called The Beloveds. And so I have them on the show to talk about their album. And the thing is, I only have one joint interview today because I'm trying to get out of here early. I am really exhausted. I've been so busy. I think all I want to do is go home and go to sleep. But anyway, so I have them on the show. And the opening track, obviously, was something from their album called Soul Universal, and I thought I wanted to start the show with that to kind of shake things up. kind of shake up the lethargic self out of me and bring more energy to me. So anyway, I have David Newman and Filippo Franchini on the show. So since both of them are on their way, or at least getting ready to go to Shakti Fest tomorrow, I want to have them on right away so we can get them moving. Welcome to the show, David and Filippo.
Oh, thank you, Joni. Great to talk to you.
Now, I know that we had to delay this conversation, partly because Filippo was out of town. Where were you again, Filippo?
I was in Italia.
Visiting family?
I was visiting family, friends, and having a bit of fun, too.
Well, fun is always good. How about you, David? Did you just fly in from the East Coast recently?
I did. I flew in yesterday from Philadelphia, and I'm currently in Los Angeles, Santa Monica.
Ooh, yeah. And so I hear there's a carpool going.
Yeah, there is. We will be driving in the same car.
So, Filippo, are you going to pick up David on your way to Joshua Tree?
Yeah, especially if he makes me some good coffee, you know, like he usually does.
Oh, I only drink decaffeinated tea, Filippo. You must be mistaken.
No Italian coffee for you, David. So anyway, both of you obviously are musicians, and I've had David on the show before. Filippo, have I had you? I can't remember anymore.
Yeah, you did have me on the show once, too. Mm-hmm.
For one of your albums. Okay, because it's been a long time for both of you. So I'm kind of happy that this has finally happened. So anyway, The Beloveds, what? I was kind of trying to figure out, now both of you aren't each other's beloveds. So where did that title come from?
Great question. You're the first person that's ever framed it quite that way, Tony, I must say.
Well, unless there's a bromance that I don't know about.
Well, it's definitely a bromance, and I'll just say that that it was just a name because we're both, you know, our lives are centered around devotion, mm-hmm. and around the beloved and being in service, and so both of us, you know, have been in service to the beloved, through our whole musical career. And so that just name kind of just came, and it stuck. And we are the Beloveds.
So is it because both of you consider yourselves beloved, or is it because you are singing to a number of beloveds?
I would say yes, 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 and yes. Both of those. And, you know, your jewels, shining jewels of love in your life, you want to hold them in a special place, and they are the beloved, you know, they are the representation of the divine in your life, so there's no separation there. You're the beloved, we're the beloved, we're each other's beloved, and the unnamed or 1,008 named beloved.
Well, that's kind of cool. We're all beloved. So, like I said, it's been a long time since I've had either of you on the show. Let's start with, I'm trying to think, who was longer away? Was it Filippo? What was your last album?
I think we got on when I did my Magic and Grace album. That was the last one, which was very meditative, yogic music.
Uh-huh. How many years ago was that?
That was probably 5 years ago.
Really? 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you, David, what was your last album?
My last album was a ukulele kirtan album called Acoustic Chant, which I believe came out in 2016, I believe it. Actually, in 2016, I put out that and Love is Awake. So those are two albums that came out in the same year.
Now, the two of you...
Very different albums.
Yeah, the two of you have been playing together for a long, long, long time. So is this the first album where you're officially getting both top billing?
Oh, yeah, we had played together. Filippo has played on the majority of my CDs.
Right.
And an integral part at that. And I had made a couple of guest appearances on some of his albums, and we've been touring together for years. And we started talking about a collaboration album where it was just a total collaboration between the two of us. And we like I said, for about 10 years we've been discussing it. And it finally came together. It came together. Somebody had approached me to make an album of George Harrison covers, and Filippo and I started talking about working on that together, and that fell through, and then we were just there in this creative process, and that instigated our desire to actually make the Beloveds album. And so we went from that project to us saying to each other, hey, let's take some of your songs, some of my songs. We actually carried over a George Harrison cover from that project.
Right.
And so after many years of envisioning this, it finally came to fruition.
Yeah, I actually was torn, and I actually did want to start with that George Harrison cover, but I thought, it's a familiar song. I wanted something new. And so this Soul Universal just sounded like a big rocking concert venue kind of song that I thought likely it's going to be sung at Shakti Fest. So I said, okay, let's start with that song. Are you going to play it at Shakti Fest?
No, let me backtrack and say that Filippo wrote that song and sings lead on it, and it's a total rocking song, and I agree, it is arena worthy. I'll let Filippo take it from there. Yeah, so the set we're doing at Shakti Fest is really David's set, so I'm going to be doing as I've done for many years, supporting him, singing and playing, the lead guitar, and we are going to do a couple tunes, I think, off of the new CD, but they will kind of be snuck in there, and then we'll get a little time over at the White Swan booth to sign CDs, the new CD and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the set is mainly focusing on David's music because that's what we got booked for.
True.
But that doesn't mean there isn't a stadium tour in the works. We plan, on opening for somebody like Taylor Swift sometime really soon. That's right.
Oh my God!
The Beloved Stadium tour.
So I totally guessed wrong, but I don't know. I you can still throw it in at the end and surprise, shock it the heck out of everybody.
Well, we sure could. One of the things about Shakti Fest when you get up there is that it is a chant kirtan centric. You've been there, kind of experience where people like to sing along, and plus it would be a lot to teach the musicians Soul Universal because it's somewhat complex.
Thanks
for the kudos. I'm appreciating your enthusiasm. We'll definitely get you a backstage pass to the stadium show. And Joni, you're not the first one to express profound enthusiasm for that song. Just so you know.
Well, I think also the whole thing about Shakti Fest is not only do people sing and chant mantra, but they also love to dance. Have you ever seen people dance to the Maha Mantra? I mean, that's exactly what it is, the excitement, the joy. Same thing for Soul Universal. Why not?
well, you planted a seed for 2000 and for there's always Bhakti Fest.
There is Bhakti Fest.
Yeah. We'll see. I have a feeling that we have some wonderful surprises coming for us. We don't even know what they are, of course, and we're trusting that a lot of doors are going to open from this project. We put a lot of love and a lot of faith into it, and some of our best songwriting. I mean, I have loved David's songs ever since I met him, 15 years ago, and his songs are like, medicine. They're a healing vibration. It's not just music, it's a healing vibration.
So that's one of the reasons why I like hanging around with this guy. You know, it feels really good. And then, you know, I wrote some of these songs. A couple of them were written quite a while ago, and then Soul Universal was written just a year or so ago when I was in Spain. But these are songs that are really imbued with our spiritual practice, with our meditation, with our years of chanting on the road, and our
deep friendship.
Yeah, and how much we love each other.
And the bromance going.
Yeah.
Our bromance.
Creators, co-creators and co-adventurers.
And to note, you know, we got, about the surprises, we got an email from our radio promoter that some very more mainstream AAA contemporary alternative NPR radio stations have picked up songs on rotation on their stations.
Well,
so,
there you go.
That's pretty exciting, too. Did you see that, Filippo?
Yeah. I did. I know. That was really great.
Wow. Wow. Cool. Okay, so we have 8 tracks on this album, and obviously one of them is not yours, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth. Okay, so, David, which ones are yours, your creations?
Yes, Grateful, My Tribe, Love Light Spirit Essence, Love Light Jai Ma, which was sort of written as a whole. We broke it into 2 parts. Those are the songs that I wrote for the album.
They sound very David Newman-ish, that's for sure.
I hope I'm not repeating myself.
Yeah. No, but you know,
yeah, I have a lot of song titles with the word love.
Well, not only that, you know, your music is really a little bit more singer-songwriter, and it's always about being good, being a good citizen, being good to the earth, being good to people, loving the earth, you know, all this stuff that hopefully is teaching us to just be kind to everybody. And I'm sure, you know, you always have your daughter in mind. It's words of wisdom, you know, that you'd like to impart on her.
You know, what the world needs now, more love and kindness. It's pretty simple. And, you know, that's what I gravitate toward.
Exactly.
Continuing over and over again to communicate to my music.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at that. Grateful, you know, something. We should be grateful. We should practice gratitude. My Tribe, it's all about us and community. Love, Light, Spirit, Essence, because love and light and spirit and essence. And Love, Light, Jai Ma. Love Light Jai Ma, you've sung this before, I think, right? I mean, it's stuff you've...
I haven't. I've recorded 1 or 2 titles under the name Jai Ma. Uh-huh. This is a different melody that comes
melody.
Along with the song.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, those are the pieces that we're going to do at Shakti Fest, plus Grateful, which we're going to do a version of as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean
I'm not doing any of Filippo's songs because they're just too hard for me to play on the guitar.
Oh, well, that's why Filippo's going to be there.
Yes, exactly.
So, Filippo,
don't worry. Like I said, there will be the stadium tour, and I will be well practiced by the time I come there.
That's what Filippo wants. Now, so then I assume then that Filippo's are Soul Universal, obviously, America,
right? Yep.
And Where You Belong. Hold on a second. I'm going to turn this phone off.
Calling on the phone. Who are those 2 yayhos you have on the show today? Right?
No, it's a booking agent. They want to know how to book you. Where do I get hold of these guys? So what's your inspiration for your music, Filippo?
Well... I would say that it's a feeling thing for me, really, and whatever I get inspired by, it could be something from a meditation, which I do a lot of. It could be something that maybe I heard on the news, or could be a conversation with a friend or with my wife, you know. I think it's hard to say where all the inspirations come from, but but I just get a certain feeling when I get this inspirational energy, and that prompts me to sit down and start writing something, mm-hmm. or turn on my phone and record a little piece of, oh, this is a great idea, you know. Yeah.
So did both of you work on this music separately and then say, you know, bring it to the table and say, okay, this is what I have, let's flesh it out?
Well, the songs we wrote separate, but we recorded the whole album together, mm-hmm. you know, in this day and age where you have the capacity to just send song files. We were in the studio, Filippo put together a wonderful band, and we went into a studio in Santa Barbara for, I don't know, was it a week or so, and recorded all the music together, and then for coming in a couple times to and listening to files online, uh-huh. Filippo and Steve Miles sort of finished it out, and Filippo also added lots of additional guitar parts as well after the original recording was made. And I should say that there's another, you know, go ahead.
Don't be shy.
I was just going to say, Joan, that there's another element here aside from the songs that I wrote and the songs that Filippo wrote. There's a handful of songs that, you know, I sing some parts and Filippo's on his songs and Filippo sings some parts of my songs, but Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth and a song that Filippo wrote called Where You Belong are actual, you know, vocal duets that we do together, mm-hmm. which I think, you know, are unique songs on the album to hear our voices really blend together in that way, two male voices.
So true. So, you know, the whole thing about being in one place and recording it, it's kind of a rarity these days, like you say. It's like everybody just, you know, drop boxes it in and somebody puts it all together. So that's kind of cool, having you all together.
Yeah, I think that's a basic ingredient of the magic that we do together, is that there's a organic feel to the music and to the people that are there, and there's a sense of co-creation and excitement that you can't really get doing it, you know, online or something. It's a hands-on, tactile experience, and the joy of that is such a important ingredient to me personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you find
that? And that's one of the elements that Filippo's always brought to the music, is that sort of organic, you know, very in the moment, kind of what music is. The essence of what making music together is all about,
and it shows in the music, because it just sounds so cohesive and so inspired. So, did you ever find that somebody had an idea, but you know the author, the creator of the song, had one idea, and it's when you were together along with all the other musicians that you realized maybe you wanted to go a different way because you all had something else that you wanted to add to it?
Oh yeah, that happens quite often and naturally. You know, David will come in with one idea, and he's really good at having a general arrangement in his mind. But sometimes we will play with the rhythm. You know, like we had a great drummer we worked with, Gary Kehoe from Santa Cruz, and you know, he's just so skillful that he can do different kind of rhythmic feels, and so we play with that and try to get the kind of emotional energy in the track that supports the essence of the song, the lyric, feeling of the song. That's one example, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's a question that I asked somebody once, and they were kind of stumped because they didn't know what to say. If you were to assign a genre to this album, what would it be?
I think it's your turn.
Well, it's what we put in our press release. A indie folk rock mantra hybrid.
Oh my god! I don't know if the Grammys has such a category.
Oh, they will, Jody. They will.
I think we're finding that a lot of mantra musicians are going the indie singer-songwriter rock reggae way, and so it's like, you know, they need a whole new genre for you guys.
Well, a lot of them started out there to begin with, you know.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, and it's a natural link. It's always been a natural inclination for me because, you know, it does represent two sides of, you know, who we are or who I am. You know, there's this deep spiritual lineage through which the Kirtana mantra come, and then there's mm-hmm. just a great love for rock and roll and singer-songwriter and folk music and the kind of music that I grew up listening to. And so I've never really been able to fully divorce those parallel streams from each other. You know, they speak to each other for me.
So true. So it's hard to really say that Kirtan albums fall into the new age category because nobody's really sounding new agey these days, it seems.
Yeah, there's a lot of musical diversity in the world of mantra music. You know, it's come a long way, but it's evolved, you know. Mm-hmm. People trying new things, and I think that's important because the beauty of kirtan is that it is pliable in that way, and you want to speak to listeners who want to hear something that's relatively familiar so that they can relate to it. And I think that's, you know, we are, you know, in Western culture, so if somebody comes to an album that has a musical style that's relatable or resonates with them, and then you include the mantra, then it can be more palatable for people in this part of the world.
Hence the NPR thing you were talking about.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly. A song, you know, like Grateful has a Jai Gurudev mantra, or even Filippo and I put in Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth, a Radhe Shyam Sita Ram chant. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the Trojan horse. You just, you know, you sprinkle it in there and people hear it and get attracted to it. They may not know what it means, but they like the way it feels.
Uh-huh. Yeah, draw them in.
Yeah.
They'll get hooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for me, I don't do that. I don't incorporate those two worlds, you know, just to draw people in. I do it because I enjoy both those manifestations, those expressions of music, and I know Filippo does as well. You know, we love kirtan, we love singing mantra, and we're also songwriters, and you know, we enjoy that too.
But if you think about people who have incorporated mantra into their music, like, well, the Beatles, obviously, Madonna has. I'm trying to think of other
people. Oh, we were doing it way before the Beatles, right, Filippo? Yeah.
You introduced the Beatles to your guru.
Right.
So you mentioned your percussionist. Who are the other artists, the musicians who are on this album?
We had a couple of great Santa Cruz guys here. EJ played the bass for us. And I'm not remembering his last name right now. But he was great. He was a great presence on the album. He also sang, has a great voice. Mm-hmm. And then another friend of mine, David Segal, mm-hmm. who's a local singer-songwriter here, he played some keyboards, and he played the ukulele on the couple songs that have ukulele. And another friend, Jason Lips, played the piano on America. Mm-hmm. And
Gary Kehoe.
Oh yeah, Gary, I mentioned the drummer, our great drummer, who I've played with on many albums before. And then we had Donna DeLore singing with us. That was fun.
What she song? Came was, up what, on, which one was she on?
She's on Grateful. She's on My Tribe. She's on Soul Universal. She's on America. She's on a lot of the songs.
Wow.
Yeah, those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mira also sang on Love Light Spirit Essence in Love Light Chaima.
Aha. Uh-huh. I'm looking at Rob Sherman's another one, keyboards.
Right, right. He was in my Blues Divine band for many years. So, yeah, he came in and played keyboards on one song, Soul Universal, he played on that.
Yeah. Oh, here, E-J-E, Lynn Jacobs?
That's right.
That's his last name.
E.J. Lynn.
Yeah. See, I'm trying to read the CD liner notes, and I need reading glasses. I'm struggling here.
Yeah.
But so it's produced by Filippo and David and Steve Miles.
Right.
And mastered in New York. Back cover photo by all these people. So this is kind of cool. There's the photo of the two of you together. This is kind of cool. So the Beloveds. And so this is definitely, did you time this to be out during Shakti Fest or just worked out that way?
No, it just worked out that way, really.
Because not all of this is Shakti Fest music.
We weren't on it. We weren't in any rush on this album, which was a good change, because often when we're doing an album, David, you know, we've got the studio for just a certain amount of time and whatever. But on this one, because we were doing it locally to, you know, Santa Barbara, and that the people that I was working with, the engineer Steve Miles was right next door to me, basically. And so, you know, we got our basic tracks, and then we just took our time putting on all the icing, the extra vocals, the extra guitars, the cool effects, and all that. It happened in an organic way that was really allowed the album to develop, I think.
It's now, so no...
How many years? I think it may have been like 2 years to make it all cold, do you think, Filippo?
Oh, no, it was
at least
about
a year and a half.
Wait, I thought he said 10 years.
Well, 10 years is well. 10 years ago is when we started talking about it.
Ah, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
But the actual time put into putting it together took about 2 years.
No, it was less than that. We started in December of 2017, and we finished in March.
Wait, that was 3 months, 4 months?
No, 1 year and
2016.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was a year and 3 months or so like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, knowing David and how he likes to crank out his albums one every year, does this mean there's another one in the works, David?
You know, Joni, I've been working actually on a musical, and so that's been consuming a bit of my creativity. So I don't really have a future album planned. I have some material, probably almost an album's worth,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't. You know, this is number 12 for me, and so I feel, you know, I don't have one in the can or an impulse to record another album just quite yet.
Tell me about this musical.
It's called American Siddhartha, and I'm working with two collaborators, Nick Demos, who's a Broadway producer and director, and a woman named Derek Cloud, who wrote the play, the book, and I was asked to write the music for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so been working on that for a couple of years, and we had our first reading in New York City this last fall, and we just went in and recorded 6 songs for that, and so that's now being shopped or being submitted to different theaters, and so it's been a very fun, different kind of process for me.
This is cool. This could be the next Hamilton.
Well, from your mouth to Goddess's ears, that would be great. Then I could just, you know, retire, lie in a hammock, and you know, drink herbal tea and and be grateful.
And be grateful.
And be grateful. But in all honesty, it's been really enjoyable for me to, you know, express my writing in this way. Very different for me, and I've been learning a lot and just really, really enjoying it. And aside from lying in a hammock and collecting royalties from a play like Hamilton, it's a really meaningful show to me, and I really hope for it to be produced and for people to come see it, because I think it's a really important message for people to hear. And I'm a big advocate of conscious entertainment.
So do you have a date sort of planned, penciled in?
No, right now it's being submitted to a handful of different producers and theaters. So it, what city and when is still undetermined.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Filippo? What are your plans?
Well, I've been going in a slightly different momentum, and I might as well tell you right now. When we were in Italy, we were looking at houses to buy, and that's something we've thought about for quite a while. My wife is Italian, and my family, you know, on my father's side is Italian, so I was there for 5 weeks, and we did a lot of house hunting, and we actually found a house that we really liked, and we are buying a house in Italy.
Oh.
So my trajectory is kind of focused on that right now, and I do have a new album, though, that's going to be coming out soon that I recorded mostly in Spain. It's instrumental album, similar to my album called Paleo, if you remember that one, which is it's a lot of, you know, flamenco kind of guitar and classical guitar and very kind of romantic European energy. And that album is going to be finished, I would say, in probably by the end of the summer.
Before you move to Italy.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily moving to Italy full-time, but I will definitely be spending more time over there.
Well, are you...
Filippo, may I ask you if you have a hammock in your backyard in Tuscany?
Well, I kind of want to make a reservation, too.
It can be wine. It doesn't have to be herbal tea.
Actually, there's two places for hammocks in that backyard. And there's a lot of guitars that are going to be there, too.
Well, I wanted to know, are you buying a place in the country and you'll have a vineyard and will be, you know, coming to crush grapes and stuff like that?
It's fairly in the country, but there's no vineyard. Vineyards are actually a lot of work. And I think I will leave the wine pressing to the experts that are around in that area. There is actually
your good old uncle Giuseppe.
Uncle Giuseppe, exactly. You got it. You remember. So I'll leave the wine making up to them, and I'll stick with the music, I think.
So you're going to have a recording studio in the house, I'm sure.
You are correct. Yes.
I'm sure. So all the musicians that you know will want to use your studio as an excuse to go to Italy.
That's quite possible. Yeah. That would be okay because we have a guest room.
What's the nearest major city?
Lucca. It's in Tuscany, in Lucca.
Ooh. Okay. I think you have to start an Airbnb and everybody's going to make reservations.
That could happen.
Uh-huh.
Are you getting hungry, Joni?
Of course. You know, going to Italy, I remember I was thinking there's no such thing as bad food in Italy.
I kind of agree with you. Even the food at the rest stops on the highway is amazing. It's so good.
I remember being in the Vatican and being hungry and saying, okay, where's some food? Somebody said there's a pizza joint right there, and I went there, and it was like the best pizza I ever had. And it was a little hole in the wall in the Vatican. I mean, who knew?
Right.
So, like I said,
happy discoveries that we make constantly when we're in Italy.
For sure. So anyway, so The Beloveds is out. It was released, what was it, early this month? Late last month?
April 27th was the official release.
April 27th. And so is there a tour that's going along with this? The arena tour, the stadium tour?
In our heads. I mean, you know, it took us 10 years to make the album, so give us a little time to put the tour together.
Aww.
but I'm just seeing a little hummingbird outside the window, so that's a little messenger. Good sign.
Yeah.
Really good sign.
See?
You know, we're going to put a tour together, Joni. We just want to arrange it, you know, for... You know, I've been playing a lot of yoga center type venues, and this music is really we want to bring forward in a different kind of way. So we're taking our time to just find out exactly what the vehicle through which we want to do that, and where we want to do that, and how, and the musicians we want to play with. So we don't have specific plans for a tour, but I know Filippo and I have spoken about it and really love the idea of taking this music plus some of my solo music, some of his solo music, and doing something beautiful, maybe with some video screens and dancing and something that's, a full feast for the senses.
Yeah, well, you know, I think a yoga festival like Wanderlust, where the music is more mainstream, is a possible foot in the door.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when Filippo and I play together, also we like to explore, you know, a jam band aspect, and certainly this music really lends itself to, you know, exploring in that capacity. So I think, yeah, some Wanderlust or some even other kinds of more mainstream festivals would be great avenues for us in this regard. So, you know, we're building the foundation now, and you know, just opening up to the inspiration for how that looks.
Well, I look forward to that. In the meantime, I want to wish you lots of luck. Like, you really need luck for a Shakti Fest. What day will you be performing? Friday night at 7. And are you going to be playing in anybody's classes, by the way?
I'm going to be offering a work. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Filippo. Are you?
I'm sure I'll get drafted into doing that sometime when I'm there, but I don't know yet.
So you're leaving.
I'm going to offer a workshop there, and also they've asked me to do something in the men's tent as well. So I'll be offering a couple programs in addition to our Friday night set together.
Oh, so what topics are you going to be talking about?
They all arise in the moment for me, Joni. You know, loving kindness, compassion, present awareness.
Yeah.
Devotion, service. My orientation when I facilitate in that way is very of the moment.
So no surprises. It's the David Newman thing.
No, all surprises.
All surprises.
Cool. All surprises.
Well, you know, thank you for both of you. Like I said, this was a long time in planning because we were trying to get both of you on the call at the same time, and I'm glad it finally happened.
It was a pleasure. Thanks to you for inviting us, and I'm glad you're enjoying the music. I hope your many listeners will enjoy it, and send us some comments if you want.
Yeah, write to all these other stations and say, hey, this music belongs on your show.
Exactly.
And just to let your listeners know, we have a really colorful and joyful lyric video out for the first single, Grateful. And within the next weeks, we're going to be releasing a lyric video, a really psychedelic lyric video for Soul Universal. And then we're working on some other video imagery as well that we hope to have out, you know, in the next months as well. So we're going to keep it going, and we're no pun intended, grateful to be on here, Joni, and thanks for making it such a playful, fun interview. And it's the first interview that we had was Gary's radio show last week, and uh-huh. Because Filippo was in Italy, we weren't able to work it out for both of us to be on together.
Sure.
So this is number two, but our first interview together. So thank
Yay.
You for initiating that.
Well, I had to have it. You together. I remember, you know, David, you've been talking about the album coming, and I ran into Filippo, what was that, 2 months ago? I forgot how long ago it was. Somebody's birthday party.
In Woodland Hills. In Woodland Hills.
Yeah.
Right.
And you had mentioned about the album. I said, wait. There's an album coming out. You need to be on the show. So since I had promised both of you that you were going to be on the show, we had to do it together, because what's the point of having two separate interviews about the same album? So there you are. Well, by the way, if people want to follow about, you know, the videos and all that, social media, where do they find you?
Well, David Newman Music is good, or FilippoMusic.com is good. David, you want to add to that?
Yeah, sure. My Facebook page, which is David Newman Official, and Filippo's Facebook page, which is The Musical Alchemist, is that correct?
Yeah, Filippo Franchini. My name is fine. You'll find me.
P-H-I-L-I-P-P-O. Yeah, just to know the album, the Beloved, you know, the album. The band is called The Beloved. The album is called The Beloved, and it's available on Spotify, on Apple Music, on iTunes, and Amazon. And so if you put that in, my name or Andrew Filippo's name, you'll find the music.
Well, you know, thanks for clarifying that that's the name of the band, The Beloveds.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just the name of the album. Good to know.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the name of our band.
Oh.
And the name of the album.
Cool. Well, I know that David has to meet some people for dinner, so he's probably trying to walk away slowly to get dressed, get ready for
dinner. I was invited to go see Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes tonight.
Oh.
So I'm gonna hear some good rock and roll tonight.
Well, we have to let you go. So thank you very much to the two of you. I look forward to seeing you somewhere, somehow. Not at Shakti Fest, but somewhere.
Okay, thanks, Sony.
And thank you. Thank you to both of you. Thank you, Filippo. Thank you for coming back. And thank you to David, too, for waiting so patiently until you got back. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Okay. Take good care.
You too.
Bye, Filippo.
Bye. So that was my conversation. I was obviously a conversation with David Newman and Filippo Franchini about their brand new album called The Beloveds. So the band apparently is called The Beloveds. The album is now self-titled, called The Beloveds. So anyway, like I said, I only have one guest today, partly because I've been so busy and partly because I wanted to end early this week, because I've been so busy and I just want to get some rest. It's been crazy. In fact, last night I was at the Deva Premala Mitten concert here in Los Angeles. I know there was a lot of leading up to it. That sounds redundant. But anyway, because they started promoting the tour, and next thing you know, Mitten had a heart problem. They thought it was something that could be stented and realized, no, he needed open heart surgery. So, you know, people really didn't know what was going to happen. Was the concert going to push through? And they were on tour, mind you. This is not just one concert. This is around the West Coast. And so once it was determined that Mitten was healthy enough to go on tour, not necessarily to perform a full concert in each city almost every night, but he'd be there, he'd make an appearance, then they started, you know, pushing for the concert again. So it came to be, finally, last night. And the highlight was, Deva was the star of the show at the start, with Manos playing a supporting role. You know, he was front and center there with her. And then intermission, and after intermission, I remember I was outside talking with some people, and everybody, all of a sudden, the audience broke into applause, and I said, that must be Mitten. He must be on stage, and sure enough, I stuck my head in, and there he was. And so he performed, actually, a good number of songs with Deva, and at one point in time, he said, do you want to see my scar? Remember, this is open heart surgery where they cut you open in the middle and, you know, open up your whole chest cavity just so they can go in. So I kind of wondered if he was joking or not, but at some point in time, he was standing up, and he lifted his shirt, and sure enough, there was a scar. And I thought, wow, that was a really good-looking scar. I expected something hideous, but it looked pretty good. So, you know, he's looking good, he's feeling good, and, you know, given more time and more rest and, you know, recuperation, he'll be back to normal. At least that's the hope. So anyway, so that was, I didn't get home, or I didn't leave there almost till midnight, I think. It was crazy, because I hung around to chat with people and kind of helped break down things. I want to give some kudos to Rena from Kathmandu. They had brought her on to cater the event, you know, the green room anyway. And, oh, God, if you know her food, you'll know how lucky the crew and the musicians were to be able to have her food. So anyway, I stuck around till the end, helped her put things away, and obviously tried to see if I could take any leftovers home because I love her food. But anyway, so speaking of Deva Premal and Mitten, you know, what I want to do is actually I want to end the show with something from them. And for those people who attended the concert, you got free downloads. And I'm saying plural because if you were a guest, there's a card that they were handing out with a website and free downloads. And if you bought something at the merch booth, which is basically, you know, White Swan and Parmita and selling Deva Premal's music along with Manos and the other musicians who were there, along with Zamalas, along with, you know, T-shirts and all kinds of tour merch. If you bought something, you got a free download card, another free download card. So I am looking at, let me see, from the White Swan booth, there were three free downloads, and none of these are on any of the albums that are currently out. So this is prime stuff. The only way to get this music is to buy something from the merch booth and get the download card. The other one is, it says here, it's Uplift. And it's a global community of awakened, ignited hearts and celebrating the true nature of unity, peace, and love. So they have some music. Now, I really haven't compared the list of this music to the albums. I'm assuming that the music might come from other albums, but, you know, it's a compilation. And like I said, if you go to the concert, you'll get that. So if you are in any of the cities that the tour is getting to, and in fact, let me see if I can pull up that list. Okay, so today is, I don't even know what day it is. It's see how tired I am? It's Wednesday. So tonight they're going to be in Escondido. And then two nights from then they're going to be in Sacramento. And then San Rafael. And then Santa Cruz, all in the Northern California area. Then they're going to Portland and Seattle, Victoria, Canada, Vancouver, Canada, Edmonton, Canada, Calgary, Canada, Santiago, Chile. Wow, that's a big jump. So they're going from Calgary to Chile 4 days later, and then they'll be at Omega Institute at the Ecstatic Chant Weekend. So that's August 31st. So that's a big jump. So they'll take a break before then, and I heard that they're going to do an East Coast tour too, so that's coming up. So they're all over the place, but catch them. And like I said, you can get this great music. In fact, one of the things I remember, I was working the merch table because I decided to help out. There's this really cool thing that you can get. You know their music, you love their music. They're selling a flash drive with 14 of their album, the music of 14 of their albums on it, plus the 21-day meditation. It's a really great thing, and all of this music is on this flash drive. Really cool. So, you know, again, if you're planning on going to the concert, make sure you look for one. I was telling people that, you know, for the cost of six albums, You get 14 albums plus the meditation albums. It's a real great deal. So if you're new to their music and you want to accumulate, you want to buy stuff, or even, you know, it's digital. So, you know, you don't have to worry about the CD cases and the CDs. If you're all about saving the environment, it's one flash drive. You get it all. So there you go. Anyway, so to tell you the truth, I haven't had a chance to look at what's going on in the Kirtan world this weekend, partly because it's Shakti Fest. So everything here in Los Angeles that's Kirtan related, chances are they're going to be out in the desert in Joshua Tree. So I guess I should plug Shakti Fest. If I remember correctly from last week, their website is shaktifest.bhaktifest.com. And like I said, it starts on the 10th for pre-intensive, and the festival itself is 11, 12, 13. It runs through Mother's Day. So, you know, if you have plans with your mother, you might want to change those plans and bring your mother with you to Joshua Tree. And that's in California. That's in the desert. Really cool. So anyway, that's it. So like I said, I really wasn't looking for anything because I just assumed everybody would be at Bhakti Fest. But they'll be back. They'll be back in L.A. and they'll be circulating through. And so by next week, I'm sure we'll have more kirtan to share. So anyway, what I'm going to do is I decided I'm going to share one of these songs from the downloads so you can see what you can get if you go to the concert. This one is called Still Awake, and it's from Mitten's Temple at Midnight album. Now, the album is out. However, there's also a vinyl version, and it's the vinyl version that has this song called Still Awake. And my thought is this, the whole thing about Mother's Day and Shakti Fest, it's about honoring the divine feminine, the divine mother, your own mother. And the whole idea behind this Still Awake, or at least what I'd like to think, is Mitten was singing to his beloved. There's that word, beloved, a.k.a. Deva. And it's a beautiful song. And so let's just say it's, you know, a dedication for all the mothers out there and for the divine feminine. So before I play the song, I should thank David and Filippo for taking the time to be on the show. So thank you, David. Thank you, Filippo. And also thank all of you for listening. You've been listening to Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist. I'm here on killradio.org. Yes, it's an internet radio show. it's a website. Where is my brain? Anyway, yeah, killradio.org. It's on the internet and it's worldwide. As long as you have access to the internet, you have access to the show. So, like I say, it's Wednesday, about 5:30 in the evening Pacific. You can tune in. If you can't tune in live, I do podcast the show. Website is yogachatshow.com. It's also on many platforms, and I'm really excited because originally it was on Podomatic, because that's where I keep the files. It's on iTunes. So just go to search for Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist. It's on Google Play Music. Again, do search for Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist. And I'm having a hard time finding things. You just have to make sure that you're looking in the podcasts and you somehow find it. It's kind of tough, but if you're persistent, you'll find it. Then I also found out that it's on Spotify. I know that, you know, Podomatic had a way to send it to Spotify. And so I said, here, please take, you know, consider this. And I never heard back. So I never knew that it's actually on Spotify already. So if you're on Spotify and looking at podcasts, you can find Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist. In fact, if you just go into Google and Google it, you'll find some other platforms that have links to the show as they're uploaded. So it's really cool. So I want to thank all these websites that have been that have been passing along the links to my show, and I didn't even know. This is what I get for not paying attention. But anyway, I want to thank all of them. So I'm also on social media. on Facebook. Yep, it still exists. Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist. I'm on Twitter at Yoga Chat and also at A Yogist, which is short for Accidental Yogist. And I'm also on Instagram at A Yogist. And if you want to contact me, people have been contacting me through, you know, the Facebook page, but then you can also email me, chat at accidentalyogist.com. So all of that's out of the way. Now I can play the music. So this is, again, Still Awake from Mitten, his album, Temple at Midnight. This is the latest album from both of them, because even if it's under Mitten's name, you know Deva's singing on it. So this is for all of you, and I will, you know, I'm not sure if I'll be back next week. It's bike week, and there's an event going on next Wednesday. It's called the Ride of Silence, and it's where people on bicycles ride around to honor all those, all the fellow cyclists who were killed on the streets for various reasons, usually because of inattentive motorists. Or motorists who just intentionally decide to hit a cyclist. Go figure. You know, why? And a lot of it's hit and run, too. I mean, there are people who stay behind. Thank you very much for being responsible that way. But a lot of them are hit and run because they're afraid of what will happen because they know they've killed somebody because they weren't paying attention. So anyway, that's next Wednesday. I'm still trying to figure out if I'm going to do show or do that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But anyway, I don't want to end the show on a downer. So here again, Mitten, Temple at Midnight, and the song is called Still Awake. So until next week or the next time I see you, take care. Goodbye.
I open up my eyes. I open up my senses. Dropping my defenses, letting go. She opens up her arms, she opens up her voice. We make a conscious choice to be here now. So even when we fall asleep, we are still awake. Even when we close our eyes, we still see the light. Ah. So I open up my life, I feel the spirit me. Funny how we used to be afraid, but now we're hanging out with the clouds and we're sliding down rainbows. Anywhere the wind blows, we'll be there. And even when I fall asleep, I am still awake. And even when I close my eyes, I still see the light. Ah. This is where we come from. This is where we go. This much I know. We open up our hearts. We were not born to follow. Life is just another hollow bamboo flute. And hear the the music calls our ancestors and teachers. They know where to reach us. They know who we are. So even when we fall asleep, we will be awake. And even when we close our eyes, we still see the light. Ah. We could sit for hours. We could sit for hours. Ah. And still see.